7:20 ABC Perth on this Saturday morning, where, as ever, at this time of day, we look at some of the big stories, some of the stories that you might have missed over the course of the last few days. James Fairbairn from OpenYourEyesNews.com is with us to look at some of the stories that you may well have missed, or a little bit of the nitty-gritty that might have been missed by the mainstream media. James, good morning.
Morning, James.
Let's talk about this first story.
Preservatives in food. Now, one of the big global stories doing the rounds over the last week was about a New York woman who bought a McDonald's Happy Meal about 6 months ago, and it still looks exactly the same as it did the day she bought it.
Yep.
Allegedly due to the amount of preservatives in it. Now, McDonald's have done a big PR campaign, obviously, to counter this.
Yes.
However, I've actually got first-hand evidence that this exists. My wife, Stephanie, is actually a nutritionist. She uses a McDonald's Happy Meal in her presentations, and her one's 18 months old.
And,
it looks, bar the bun being a little bit flat, it looks pretty much as good as the day she bought it.
Right. So,
something to be aware of. Now, obviously, there's a lot of additives in food, and anyone who's read Julie Eadie's book, Additive Alert, will know that obviously Australian food is absolutely chock-block full of preservatives, including many which are banned in other countries, being carcinogens. But it obviously leads on to the question that if there are all these preservatives in our food, what's it doing to our bodies?
Yes.
So we actually looked back through the Open Your Eyes News archive of about 18,000 articles. We found a very interesting piece in the London Daily Telegraph from 2003, which reported that Germany's graveyards are becoming so packed with undecomposed bodies that scientists have actually been called in to investigate. They said that up to 40 of the country's largest graveyards in places like Cologne, Munich, Kiel, are now no longer usable as they're full to capacity with undecomposed bodies.
Right.
And very similar things are being reported in the US too. So
really?
Obviously we can't bury the bodies because they're not decomposing, so we'll have to obviously cremate them.
But then there's a problem there too.
There is a big problem there too. And the BBC this week reported that many crematoria in the UK and America are having to replace their incinerators with larger incinerators.
Because people have got too big.
They can actually fit the bodies in.
Yeah.
And there's also anecdotal stories coming out of the US recently that some bodies have got such high fat content that they can't actually be put in the incinerator for fear they blow up.
This is interesting, isn't it?
I mean, it's scary. You think, you know, you are what you eat and what we're doing to our bodies. Now, luckily, the Belgians have come up with a solution. According to the Daily Mail of London, undertakers in Belgium plan to skew the traditional burial and cremation routine by dissolving corpses instead.
In what?
In vats of potassium hydroxide at high pressure and for high temperatures. Now, they're saying, obviously, this is due to the lack of burial space, obviously, the problems with fitting them into crematoria, and also for supposed environmental concerns that each dead body puts off 573 pounds of carbon dioxide when they get cremated.
Really?
So they don't want to get the carbon tax on the dead bodies.
Right.
So anyway, they're going to put people in these vats and dissolve them and then flush you down the sewer. Now, there's a certain degree of irony and poetic justice in this, bearing in mind how many goldfish have ended their days that way. So there you go. You could end your days being flushed down the toilet.
Or maybe that's the way it's going. And as you say, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we are what we eat. We are eating animals that for a long time, for example, that have been fed on all sorts of
GM crops and vaccines and Lord knows
what. Until we investigate further on this, we're just living, breathing experiments,
absolutely,
aren't we, really?
Absolutely. And particularly here in Australia, you know, the laws are so lax. As I said, there's many preservatives in the Australian food supply which are absolutely banned in other countries.
But they still exist here.
Still exist here, despite a lot of campaigning by people like Julie Eadie. So,
that was a cheery one to start with, as ever. James Fairbairn looking at some of the stories. So I think this is going to segue into another story that's going to alarm us.
I'm afraid so. Now, I do apologise if I pronounce this slightly wrong. Bisphenol A, or BPA as it's known.
That's right.
Now, this is widely used as a plasticizer on things like baby bottles. It can be used in adult personal care and cosmetic products, food can linings, microwave oven dishes, dental sealants and other medical devices. And also recent studies have also shown it's a major source of it on cash register and credit card receipts, which are coated with microscopic powdered BPA to give them that nice shine. So many of us will handle this. Now, this, in other words, is very widespread, and exposure to this is frequent in our modern Western daily lives.
Yes.
However, New York Times was reporting quite recently that in 2010, the US President's Cancer Panel recently cited BPA as a chemical of concern and warned that more than 130 studies have linked BPA to various different things. Now, these include breast cancer, obesity, toxonal hormonal effects on fetuses, so you know, boys being born feminized, girls being born masculinized. It also is causing decreased sperm production, hence why we've obviously got falling fertility rates, and it's also a predisposing factor in prostate cancer. Now, this is from about 700 different studies overall, many of which we, say, referenced on Open Your Eyes News. Now, there's many safe alternatives to it, biodegradable substitutes, a lot of them as well. You know, things like recycled paper can be used exactly the same way, but obviously cost a little bit more money.
And it still exists here in Australia, doesn't
absolutely. Now, there's some progress happening in other countries. State legislators in California recently, according to Reuters, voted to get rid of it from food and drink containers. New York Times recently found that released a study that said 90% of people in the USA have over eight times the recommended amount in their bodies. But the great news is Reuters, again this week, reported that Canada has officially declared BPA as a toxic chemical and therefore will start banning it from use in
public. So why doesn't Australia ban it?
There's no public debate.
So until there is debate, that carries on?
Until people start pressing their politicians and saying, why aren't we doing something about this? Then it will remain in your food supply. We will have high instances of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and all these other things.
Even though scientists and nations around the world are recognising...
Absolutely. Canada seems to be leading the way. Even America's getting on the case, and that's despite obviously a lot of commercial pressure against it.
So. But you'd never think to ask for the ingredients on your receipt paper, would you?
No, that's very true. But again, when you're feeding your baby the bottle, the last thing you want to be thinking is that my baby is sucking this stuff in, because it obviously, you know, will be breaking down slightly with the liquid in there.
Oh, this is cheery stuff today. James Furman bringing us the stories this morning here on 720 ABC Perth, looking at some of the alternative stories that you might have missed for one reason or another from openyoureyesnews.com. Let's have another.
Okay, another one, big one that's broken in the last couple of days. Fox News in the USA had a major scoop under the Freedom of Information laws in the UK. In the US, they managed to acquire a document which showed that an American-born cleric who was strongly linked to the Fort Hood shootings, the Christmas Day bombings, the Times Square attacks, and allegedly inspired 9/11 hijackers, had a meal at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Mm. Anwar al-Awlaki was the first American on the CIA's kill or capture list, and yet in late 2001, he was invited to attend a luncheon at the Pentagon in the Secretary of the Army's office of government counsel. Now, as we reported, his name's popped up loads of times on Open Your Eyes News. Daily Telegraph reported in 2009 he was very closely linked to the Major Hassan who committed the Fort Hood shootings. According to Reuters, he also met prior to the Christmas Day underwear bombers exploits as well. Now, obviously, what this is doing is sparking off renewed speculation that by some that Al-Qaeda is just a CIA-run organisation in order to keep the war of terror ticking along. Now, before everybody obviously does spit out their cornflakes and shouts conspiracy theory, just remember the words of the former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook when he was writing the London Guardian in 2005, and I'll quote him here. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, was originally the computer file of thousands of mujahideen who were recruited and trained with the help of the CIA to defeat the Russians. Now, that's his own words. Interesting enough, he actually died in questionable circumstances on a Scottish mountainside a few months after writing that, but that's a bit of an aside.
Oh, you really are in a conspiracy theorist view mode today.
Absolutely. So, look, final thing, a bit lighter, something we've talked about a little bit before, which is films becoming reality. And I know we've mentioned the film Minority Report a few times, obviously pre-crime, now becoming reality. Retina scanning, anybody who's been through Perth International Airport, we've seen retina scans there. And now the predictive advertising that actually targets you as an individual. We've also got a couple of other ones recently which we've been following. Terminator movies, great set of movies. The BBC recently reported that the new British military communication satellite was launched. They called it Skynet.
Yes.
Which is obviously a little bit worrying, since that's the name of the computer program that caused the Terminators to take over. Wired magazine was reported that thinking unmanned drones can now pick their own targets. So they're obviously flying around Afghanistan, Pakistan. They can actually select their own targets, which is a little bit worrying. The Times of London reported that the recent Stuxnet worm computer virus, which primarily affected Iran a couple of months ago, was originally generated by Israeli Army's Unit 8200. Now, such weapons could obviously theoretically turn off entire power grids and military defence systems, literally take you back to the Stone Ages in an instant. And the Daily Tech reported that a recent US Navy-funded report actually did warn that war robots could actually go Terminator at some point in the future. And this is a US Navy report. Finally, Iron Man. Great movie again. The Daily Telegraph last week reported that Iron Man-style power suits, which will make the wearer vastly stronger and obviously better armed as well, will be used by soldiers in war zones within the next 5 years, according to the US defence firm Raytheon, which is developing them.
This is amazing. Fantastic all out stuff. So next time you settle down, to maybe tonight when you're settling down to a nice DVD and it's set in the year 2020, for example, it may be something that we see taken on very quickly back here in real life.
Absolutely. We'll report it, Open Your Eyes News, definitely.
Interesting. Thanks for all your alternative stories this morning, James. We shall delve and we shall enjoy and we shall embrace some of those and just think about them for a little while this weekend. Thanks a lot.
No worries.